Good morning and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. It's good to be back. I didn't make it into the studio last week. I wasn't feeling too good, but I'm pretty much better now. So I'm going to continue with the show Palmodian Compositions, and I think we're going to go O and into the S's today. And there's still a little bit of a buzz. I can hear it on the station. I thought we got rid of it. I think it's not as bad as it was, so that's good. If you're really having problems hearing the show, you can listen later to the podcast, and I've been able to sort of take out most of the buzz on that. But if you want, the phone thing still isn't working quite correctly. But if you want to, I thought, well, gee, people could call my cell phone if they wanted. If you have a question or something or a comment, you can call my cell phone 701-6132, or you can also make a comment on the Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet radio show Facebook page, which I have open on the station computer. So I want to thank my partner, the Camden Conference, for helping to bring the show on the air and just helping to support our community radio station, WRFR. And we're going to start out the show with a tune called Once Around the Park, which Paul used to, he lived at 467 Central Park West from the late 1960s till the end of his life, right across the street from Central Park. And he used to jog, and he did that almost right up to when he died. He really was, really cared about his health and really took care of himself. And he used to jog over to the reservoir and jog around it. So I noticed in some of his notebooks he would write once around the park, just to, you know, note how much he, how long he had jogged for. So this is from the Misterioso, or is it Misterioso, I think is how you say it. Misterioso CD from Soul Note Records, released in 1987, with Jim Pepper on tenor and soprano saxophone, Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Bill Frisell on electric guitar, Ed Schuler on bass, and Paul Modian on drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was also a Soul Note release, One Time Out, released in 1989, but recorded in 1987 with the Paul Modian Trio with Joe Lovano on saxophone and Bill Frisell on guitar. One Time Out, the name of both the album and the song. Before that, we heard Once Around the Park from Misterioso, also Soul Note release. And I don't think I mentioned, because I've been doing this for a number of weeks, so I'm playing the songs, the compositions of Paul Modian in alphabetical order, as they will appear in the upcoming Paul Modian composition book, which is going to feature all of his copyrighted compositions from when he first started writing music in the early 1970s up until 1989. And the next cut I have is The Owl of Cranston, which is from the album The Story of Mariam, 1984 Soul Note release. And this has Ed Schuler on bass, Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Jim Pepper on soprano saxophone, Bill Frisell on guitar, and Paul Modian on drums.
Thank you.
So that was The Owl of Cranston from The Story of Mariam. And on the back liner notes, it says, The Owl of Cranston is so titled because Modian has a sister living in Cranston, Rhode Island. And one time when he was staying with her, he heard an owl outside the house. And that's where I grew up, and that's hit Paul's sister's, my mom. So I've been messing around with all these cassettes that Paul had of rehearsals. I've played some on the show. And there are 5 songs in the songbook that were never recorded on albums. And I called them unrecorded, but really they're unreleased. I thought only one of them there was a rehearsal tape recording, but it turns out that all 5 have rehearsal tape recordings. So it's pretty interesting to listen to. You can really hear how songs develop. So I have The Owl of Cranston on a 1982 rehearsal tape, which is a couple of years before The Story of Mariam came out. And the only change in the lineup is that Billy Drews is on saxophone instead of Jim Pepper. But the rest of the group is there: Ed Schuller, Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, and Paul Modian. So we're going to give a listen to a slightly older version of The Owl of Cranston.
Thank you.
And that was a rehearsal cassette tape recording that was digitized for me by Vince Gabriel, a local musician, and does great work. And I guess he's getting a lot of work digitizing cassettes these days. I really appreciate it. And it's really great to be able to play these on the air. And it's so much easier with a CD rather than a cassette. And the cassettes are really, especially these older ones, they're getting pretty worn and not in great shape. So now is the time to save them. Thank you, Vince. And that was Ed Schuller, Joe Lovano, Billy Drews, Bill Frisell, and Paul Modian. Sometimes I can look up these rehearsals and see where they were. Sometimes they were at Billy Drews. Sometimes they were at Joe Lovano's place. Sometimes they were at Paul's place. I didn't look that one up, so I'm not sure. But before that, we heard their, sort of the official version from the story of Mariam, where, Jim Pepper replaces Billy Drews. And next up, first I want to say you are listening to Community Radio, 93.3 FM, WRFR, Rockland, Maine, 99.3 Camden. Our technical difficulties are nearing the end, I think. We still have a little bit of a buzz on here, but it's not as bad as it was, so that's progress. And then next up I have Portrait of Tea, which is from One Time Out, which was recorded in 1987 but released in 1989. And Tea was Joe Lovano's father, whose name was Tony. He was called Big Tea. He was also a tenor saxophone player, and he was a barber by day. And when the trio and the band toured, he lived in Cleveland, if they were in that area, they would visit with him. So Paul knew him, and tragically, he passed away pretty young, really. I think he had a heart attack, and so I think this song is about that. It's about Big T.
Thank you.
That was Portrait of Tea, about Joe Lovano's father. And that was Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Bill Frisell on electric guitar, and Paul Modian on drums. So next up I have one of the unreleased songs from Paul Modian's composition book, and it is called Prairie Avenue Cowboy. And I didn't think there was any recordings of it, so I was happy to find these cassette tapes, which Vince Gabriel digitized for me. So first we're going to hear a rehearsal that was in 1985 on January 3rd at Joe Lovano's loft in New York City, Lower Manhattan, I believe, with Paul Modian on drums, Bill Frisell on guitar, and Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone. And it's got some really great chatter at the end of the first cut, and then they play it again.
Thank you.
So that was Prairie Avenue Cowboy, an unreleased composition of Paul Modian's that he copyrighted in 1983. And that was a rehearsal cassette tape that I found. And I sent it to Bill Frisell to verify that that was the Prairie Avenue Cowboy. And Paul had written it down, but sometimes the cassette tapes got erased over and stuff. So I wanted to make sure. And Bill said, yeah, he said he thinks that was the only time they played it. And but then yesterday I found it on another cassette from 1983. And so this, I think, is before it was really formed, because Paul notes it as the cowboy song. I have to send these to Bill to check it out, but there's a whole bunch of little couple minute things that they're not titled, and I think it's them working the song out. So, and this is a little bit different of a lineup. This one is Bill Frisell on electric guitar and Ed Schuler on bass and Paul Modian on drums. And this rehearsal was February 1st, 1983. And it was at 467 Central Park West. That's Paul's apartment. So it's not quite long enough to take us to the top of the hour. And the next song, Prelude, is a little long. So I'm going to sneak in another rehearsal recording of a short little ditty of the story of Mariam, which I'm going to play in the second half of the show.
It's only a 5-bar thing. Okay?
Thank you.
That was an early version of Prairie Avenue Cowboy from 1983 with Bill Frisell, Ed Schuller, and Paul Modian. Just got a couple minutes to the top of the hour, and I've got from that same rehearsal tape I played from The Owl of Cranston from, I've got a short version of The Story of Mariam to take us to the top of the hour.
Everything's kind of lame. And the chord is wrong or something, or maybe it's just...
I don't see her like four... After we played the first in it,
yeah.
Going back to the second.
One, two bar. One, two... No, just play what you played before.
Play it at night.
Huh?
You don't want it at night.
No. Play. Just play.
Oh, I'm playing that.
Yeah, just play it right now.
Or just play.
Yeah, just play it.
Just hold it.
Yeah, right. Okay. Two bars. One, two, three. Like the tune, it shouldn't be anything extra or anything, just like bum bum bum. But the only thing is, it seemed like it's kind of sudden to play just the last eight at the stop after all that playing. To me, it felt that way. So
let's go back to the top.
Yeah, go back to the top and play the whole head.
On that.
Oh, another one. So play the last eight like we just did.
No.
And then play the head.
No, I'll make the last eight the top instead.
Yeah,
after the guitar, just go right to the very beginning.
Yeah. Play one chord now.
Can we try that?
And we'll ease in on the guitar. We'll play under him, and then we'll come up with him before we play.
Yeah, that was nice. See, I missed. I remember from before there were a lot of like trills and that kind of shit happening before that made it. So that was nice. You got that.
Yeah. All right. So you want to after the guitar instead of playing the last eight, we'll be there again.
Let's take it from the guitar solo. See, that's all it is, man. I think before what was happening while we're getting off was like